We're speaking with Ben Harris. He's the state representative from Hillsboro. And Ben, a lot of activity this week in the state house. Let's first talk about Governor Greitens. He has rolled out his budget proposal. What do you think about it?
Well, one day before the constitutional deadline, he rolled out his $27.6 billion total budget, which that begins July 1st. That's kind of the governor's recommendation, and then the legislature will start going through that in budget committees, and I'm sure there'll be a few little changes here and there throughout the next couple months here. But I know higher education in particular took a pretty big hit under Governor Greitens' budget, with about $159 million overall funding reduction. The K-12 funding had a recommended about a $3.2 million bump and revenue there, but there was about $31 million cut from school transportation, no raises for state workers, which are the lowest paid in the nation, and also kind of listed in there about 188 employees to be cut, but I'm assuming, you know, positions won't really be cut, they just probably won't be replaced. People who retire or move to another job just won't be replaced, and so they're going to try to cut down 188 employees out of the budget as well.
Ben, I'm not a state worker, but I bet those folks are pretty much demoralized. How long has it been since they've received a raise?
It's been a while, and I think even the last raises they have gotten were pretty small, just maybe in the 1% range or so. And I know we talk about it every year about the state workers and the lowest paid in the nation, and that also makes it hard to retain good workers because they're going to leave for better paying jobs, and there's a lot of turnover and everything, and I think that's kind of hurts our state as well. I know it's a tough budget year, and the money's not there. But it seems like we could do some other things, and a lot of reasons that the money's not there is because it's our own fault. It's the legislature for many years now has pushed through special tax breaks and tax credits for big corporations and developers that just keep draining money right out of our general revenue. And some of these things we've passed several years ago are costing the state a lot more money than they were anticipated, and that's a big part of our shortfall.
Folks in the state legislature, yourself in the representative side and the state senators will not be getting raises as well. I kind of found it amusing that Governor Greitens called out the Senate, and particularly one senator in your district, called him out for actually voting to raise his wages. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure. That was on the Senate side. We passed every 2 years, the State Salary Commission does a recommendation, or sometimes they don't recommend, a salary increase for your legislators, your House and Senate, and also your statewides or judges and everything else. And we passed a while back HCR 4 on 154-5 vote to, you know, which the measure would reject our pay raises. And then the Senate, they were worked on it for a while. They ended up voting 25-2, but I think there were several senators that didn't even vote. They just recused themselves. And so I don't know. I know the governor, some of the senators were kind of complaining that the governor was kind of sitting outside the Senate and pulling senators off the floor and kind of giving them a hard time. So that'd be up to the Senate. I know that seems kind of unusual. I don't think we've ever had a governor kind of camp out outside of the Senate chamber and kind of pull off senators off the floor and really bash them like that. But it's a new year.
Right to work just needs the governor's signature, and it's going to become a law. Republicans say this is going to make everything great for the state of Missouri. Do you agree?
I don't agree on that, and I've always opposed so-called right to work, and have voted against it every year. But it's on the governor's desk. The House passed a version out earlier this year, and the Senate passed a version. And so just this week here, the House, we picked up the Senate Bill 19, the Senate version, and passed it. And so it's on the governor's desk. I'm assuming he's going to sign it very quickly here. And the Senate bill, I guess out of the Senate and House versions, The Senate bill is not as bad, I guess, as the House bill. The Senate version that was put on the governor's desk has a grandfather clause in it protecting existing contracts until they expire. The House version did not have that grandfather clause on there. So at least when it does get signed, for the contracts and everything that are already in existence, they're good until they expire.
Tort reform also passed out of the House. Is this something that's just another takeaway from regular residents of Missouri?
Well, there's several of them that we're going to be working on, and the one that was passed out of the House is kind of that way. And we even have some bills with these expert witnesses and everything like that. And the problem with some of those that I see is that with the expert witnesses and everything, if you have money, you're okay. If you can buy your expert witnesses, and it all these things seems like it makes it harder for just the regular working man or woman out there through their in jobs or hurt on the job or anything else. It makes it harder for them to bring a lawsuit forward. It kind of gives the advantage to whoever has the most money, which isn't really fair in my point of view.
The Republicans' excuse is there's all kinds of suing going on in the cities of St. Louis and Kansas City. Are you seeing that, or is that just their talk?
Yeah, I'm sure there is you know, some. I agree with that a little bit, and that can be a problem. And I understand businesses and stuff that want to, you know, move to the area and do work, and they don't want to deal with all these, you know, lawsuits, and especially if they're frivolous lawsuits. I understand that, and but I think there's some common ground in there, and that, you know, it's probably not good if you go too far either way. That it's better somewhere in the middle. And we'll see what the legislation finally looks like, and hopefully it balances out between the workers and the businesses. Because, like I said, I see both sides. That to grow jobs and the economy, we need some kind of stable position. But I don't think it should be totally favored one way or the other. So hopefully we can come up with a good compromise before we get the bill across the finish line.
Finally, Ben Harris, you're on the Conservation Committee, and I know you discussed a bill to ban the state from buying land to be used for more state parks.
Yes, it was House Bill 698 in the Conservation Natural Resource Committee we had a hearing on, and the bill would kind of prohibit the Department of Natural Resources from acquiring land or anything to establish like new state parks until the current ones are kind of updated. A lot of our current state parks are kind of in bad straits there, and could use some work. And I understand that, and I'm not necessarily against that idea, that except for the part that the way the bill is written and everything is that it would prohibit individuals from even donating land to be a state park, or you can have an existing state park and maybe someone has some acreage around it that wanted to, their family or in their will wanted to donate it to that park as an additional, make it a little bigger. And this would be prohibited under this bill. And so even the sponsor and a lot of the people on the committee agree with that. And so I'm sure there's going to be some changes to it moving forward. And sometimes you can get a good deal and you don't want to pass up a good deal that's out there to maybe expand a park in somewhere, state park somewhere. So there's going to be a lot more work done to the House Bill 698, I think, before it even is brought up for a vote in committee. And a lot of the committee members and even the sponsor agreed that, you know, it had some flaws and that we were going to go back and try to rework them out a little bit.
Do you think the firing of State Parks Director Bill Bryan might have had something with that department using money for lead cleanup funds to buy some of that land for those new parks?
Oh, I'm sure that was a part of it, and that's been going on for kind of several years now, that there's those the funds, ARSCO funds, that were supposed to be used for the there was a settlement supposed to be used for, you know, the lead cleanup, and they were using those funds to buy land and everything else in other areas away from the area they were supposed to clean up, and I'm sure that was part of it as well. And so we'll see. And like I said, I even, you know, kind of agree a little bit. I have Washington State Park right in my district, right on 21 in Washington County, and several other ones I've been to around the state that definitely could use some work and some of the buildings and different things, and some people that were on the committee that were even people that testified. They have a lot of state parks in their areas that the pools are, they don't even use, they're closed down, the buildings are in bad shape, and then they see, you know, millions of dollars being spent on new parks and new stuff like that when we don't even have money to fix the current ones. And so if you can't take care of the ones you already have, maybe we shouldn't be keep buying more state parks and setting up more state parks. But when it comes to, you know, people donating land and stuff like that at no cost, and I guess you still have to take care of the land, the language is going to be changed, I'm sure, in the committee that would allow individuals to donate land or if it's a good deal to acquire a little bit of land around a surrounding park, or so we're going to work out some of those issues.
Representative Ben Harris, always appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm glad I got to catch up this week, and it's always busy up in Jeff City, and I'll try to keep everybody out there informed of what's going on at the Capitol.
And that's our legislative report featuring State Representative Ben Harris on J98.